SRN News. I'm John Scott. Israeli-American hostage Eden Alexander has been released by the Hamas terrorist group. The Israeli military confirmed that Alexander was turned over to the Red Cross on Monday evening local time and was being brought to Israeli forces. Hamas said it released Alexander as a goodwill gesture to try to revive talks on ending the war. Prior to his release, President Trump summarized Alexander's ordeal.
He's captured and held hostage by Hamas since October 7th, 2023. And he's coming home to his parents, which is really great news. I mean, to me, it's big news. They thought he was dead.
Once again, Eden Alexander, alive and well, has been released by Hamas. Israel says 58 hostages remain in captivity, with about 24 of them said to be alive. The Trump administration taking steps to lower the cost of prescription drugs. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Administration officials will begin talks with drug makers to discuss lowering prices over the next 30 days. If there is no deal, President Trump says he will establish new pricing guidelines.
Whatever the lowest price paid for a drug in other developed countries, that is the price that Americans will pay.
And he's predicting big savings.
50 to 80 to 90%.
The president says the U.S. will no longer subsidize the health care of foreign countries. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Following weekend trade talks between the U.S. and China, the president said China will open its market to American businesses and suspend trade barriers. He said the reduced tariff rate do not include tariffs on autos, steel, and aluminum. The president also says he's likely to speak soon with China's leader, Xi Jinping. On Wall Street, stocks sharply higher, the Dow up 954 points. This is SRN News. Virginia school officials are under investigation.
Earlier this month, we told you how Loudoun County Schools had launched a probe of three high school boys because they had expressed dismay about having to share a locker room with a girl who was living as a boy. Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin got wind of the story, and now he has launched an investigation of the school system, saying, quote, students who express legitimate concerns should not be subjected to harassment or discrimination claims. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Pentagon will immediately begin moving as many as 1,000 openly identifying transgender service members out of the military and give others 30 days to self-identify. Buoyed by last week's Supreme Court decision allowing the Trump administration to enforce a ban on transgender individuals in the military, the Defense Department will then begin going through military records to identify others who haven't come forward. This is SRN News. Poland closing a Russian consulate, citing a shopping center arson attack blamed on Moscow.
The shopping center had housed some 1,400 shops and service points. Many of the vendors were from Vietnam, and it inflicted tragedy on many in Warsaw's Vietnamese community. Polish Foreign Minister Radek Sikorski had previously ordered the closure of the Russian consulate in Poznan in response to acts of sabotage, including arson attacks that he said were sponsored by Moscow. This leaves only one Russian consulate left in Poland, and that's Gdansk. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A passenger bus skidded off a cliff in Sri Lanka's tea-growing hill country, killing 21 and injuring 35 others. The accident occurred in the early hours of Sunday near the town of Kotmali. That's about 86 miles east of Colombo, the capital, in a mountainous area just east or in central Sri Lanka. More details at srnnews.com.